The devotional content of the following Monty Man's Meditorial is provided by Dale and Juanita Ryan and the National Association for Christian Recovery. For a free download of any of our shows, visit us at take12radio.com and click on Follow Me on Podomatic.
Well, greetings everyone. It's the Monty Man here with this week's Monty Man's Meditorial entitled Recovery Christmas Stories. Well, listen, for millions of families, addiction, well, it's the elephant in the room, right? And at Christmas time, the struggles they're having all year round can come into sharp focus. The expectations around Christmas can leave everyone feeling pressure to have a great time. But somehow, things often go wrong. If a member of your family is affected by addiction or you're suffering from an addiction yourself, then some of the following family stories may be helpful to you. Recovery from addiction is possible, and I've pulled these stories from addictionhelper.com. I hope you enjoy them. Well, the first short story is Sarah's family. It's entitled Alcohol Addiction and Arguments at Christmas. Well, Sarah says, I used to absolutely dread the Christmas holidays, spending all that time with relatives, pretending my life was going well. My sisters always seemed to be doing so much more in their lives than me, going on vacation, having kids, earning good money. I felt left behind. My life didn't match up to theirs. I was so angry so much of the time. Alcohol was my way of coping, covering up my feelings. It was my way of getting through family events. All my family liked a drink over Christmas. My brother Lee, he was a big drinker, bigger than me. I liked having him around because it made my drinking seem normal. For many years, he was my excuse to carry on drinking. I told myself that if I ever got as bad as Lee, I'd give up alcohol straight away. But every Christmas, I was the one who ended up picking a fight. Not Lee. He never argued like I did. He just fell asleep. When I got drunk, I couldn't stop myself from saying things, really awful things, to my mom, to my sisters. I said a lot of things I didn't mean. And that's one of the things I really love about my life in recovery from alcohol addiction. I get the chance now to stop and think before saying things I'm going to regret. I never wake up in the morning with that horrible feeling in my stomach, trying to piece together what I've said and done the day before. I can spend time with my family at Christmas without starting a fight. I also know when it's a good time to leave. It's fine to be around other people drinking. It really is. It doesn't make me want to have a drink myself, nothing like that. But there comes a time when I just want to be back at home, on the sofa, with a cup of coffee, reading a book, or watching TV. It's nice to chill at Christmas now, doing not very much at all. Well, thank you, Sarah, for sharing your story, and congratulations on your sobriety and your recovery. Well, the next short story comes from Jay. It's entitled, Shopping Addiction at Christmas. Well, Jay says, it was like this totally mad competition I played with myself every year. Christmas Eve, rushing around department stores, trying to outdo the year before. I'd spend money I didn't have on gifts. I thought that would impress my family. Expensive perfume for my mother. The latest gadgets for my niece and nephews, that sort of thing. I put it all on credit cards without a single thought for how I was going to pay it all back. The thing was, I didn't really know my family back then, and they didn't really know me. All that spending, the drugs and alcohol too, it was just a front. I wasn't really there at Christmas or any other time of year either. Well, since getting treatment for my addictions, things have changed so much. I'm clearer on what's actually important today. I don't feel that mad desperation to impress people. What was that all about anyway? My family were never bothered about the gifts. Well, maybe the kids were a little, but not my parents or my sister. They didn't need all that show that I was putting on. They were happy to see me. You know, I still find that hard to believe, actually, the love they have for me. Yeah, it's an amazing thing, the love of family, right, Jay? Well, our third story comes from Mel, and it's entitled, Not Noticing My Dad's Drinking. Well, Mel shares that there was this unspoken rule in his family. He says, you weren't supposed to mention my dad's drinking. When he started drinking, what he was drinking, how much he was drinking, you weren't supposed to talk about it. That was how it was growing up. We all played the game of not noticing, especially at Christmas, because it had to be a nice day. Mom would tell us to put on some nice clothes and remind us to be good for your dad. We really did believe that we could influence his mood. Well, my dad was a big character, and he could be a lot of fun. We'd go to the pub in the village with him as kids. There was a game room out in the back with a couple of pool tables. We'd mess around in there, and in the bar, we could hear my dad's voice, the loudest of all. People loved to listen to his stories, laugh at his jokes. He was always generous with buying drinks for people, and he gave us coins to play pool all afternoon. I really looked up to him. The way people shook his hand and seemed so pleased to see him, it made me feel proud of the man he could be on good days. The life, the soul, Dad. The man in the middle of everything going on. Well, it made me really angry years later when those same people from the pub would look the other way. When Dad's drinking got really bad, they all pretended not to notice. It was hurtful in ways I couldn't understand at the time. He never managed to stop drinking, my dad. But I did. I got the help I needed when I was only 21. Nothing really bad happened to me because of alcohol, but I saw how it was going, and I didn't like what I saw. That's the thing. That's the thing I'd like to say about getting into recovery. You don't have to wait until you lose everything. You can get help before your life's a total mess. Boy, isn't that the truth. Our last story is about Mark's family, and it's entitled Cocaine at Christmas Lunch. Well, Mark says, the worst thing about Christmas used to be trying to eat a roast dinner with my family after using cocaine. The last thing I wanted to do was eat a massive meal. There would be all this food on the plate in front of me. Turkey, potatoes, vegetables, stuffing, gravy. It was torture. I remember thinking, no one knew. In the end, I was using cocaine every day. I'd always use it on Christmas morning, too, after being up all night with friends. I thought I was so good at hiding it from my family. But in rehab, I found out, well, they all knew. Of course they all knew. I could hardly make eye contact with them. I kept getting up to pour another drink or go to the bathroom. I could not sit still. Well, it sounds like such a simple thing, but that's one of the best things about recovery. I love my food today. I really enjoy sitting down to eat a decent plate of food. My mom doesn't make a big fuss or anything, but I know how happy it makes her to see her son eat again. I'm back to how I was when I was a teenager, eating her out of house and home. Well, Mark, I can totally agree with you and identify with how much I enjoy food as well. And in my active addiction, well, my eating habits were less than healthy. Well, my friends, for every four stories of active addiction that end up with a happy ending, there are many that simply don't end up on a positive note. If you or someone you love are in trouble, May I suggest two areas of our website that may be of help to you? First, check out our recovery resource page for links to recovery resources we have carefully vetted as the gold standards in recovery help. Simply visit our website at take12radio.com and scroll down to the recovery resources banner. And second, please check out our recovery workshops page with audio you can download all for free to help you with seeking intervention, emotional sobriety, mental and spiritual help, and much more. Simply go to our website and visit the recovery workshops link. And for a positive spiritual uplift, check out our recovery musics page by clicking on the recovery music banner as well. And don't forget to subscribe to all of our shows for fun and for free by subscribing on any of the podcasting platforms listed at take12radio.com on your internet dial. And until next time, this is the Monty Man and the rest of the Take 12 Recovery Radio family wishing you a safe and happy holiday season, a merry, merry Christmas, and reminding you that serenity is an inside job, but only with the help of God. Therefore, we are wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting.